Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Juliet Cannon, and that was a blooper and a half, okay? That was so funny. Usually I'm reminded constantly, okay, we're going to do this, and then we're going to that. And I remembered after I started, oh, yeah, we're going to this, or maybe we're not. But then he did, and then, uh-oh. So, I have a feeling, hey, this is wonderful. We haven't been here for, what, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks.
So this is fantastic. This is how it goes. When we come back, we got to get back into the groove. And so everybody remember Tracy, my co-host.
Hi, everyone.
So excited.
I waited my turn.
Okay, everybody, just so you know, the reason we haven't been here is because Tracy has been traveling and having adventures.
And the adventures continue. I'll talk a little bit about him, but oh my gosh. And then, yeah, but this is about Holly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just want everybody to know, just don't blame me.
Blame me.
Okay. Yeah.
And I missed you, if it means anything. I have missed you.
Yeah. Yeah. We missed you too, Tracy. Anyway, to continue on our level 3 QHHT series, we have a very special guest, one of our wonderful level 3 practitioners. I'm so excited to have you here, Holly. But Holly Duckworth from Durango, Colorado.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being here, Holly.
Fun. This is a blast.
So excited.
Yeah. I haven't seen Holly in a couple of years, so this is fun to see you. And I'm excited. And I'm going to mute myself again because if you guys are listening, go to the BBS Radio Facebook page. We are live video right over there. I'm going to share it also on the Dolores Cannon page, which is why I'm going to mute myself. So, go with it, Julia.
I thought she was going to mute herself because she can't control her mouth right now. And who knows what it might do.
It's true. Yeah.
Doing crazy things. And so, she is our social media.
I am a little bit sleep deprived too, so you never know what happens when the sleep deprivation kicks in and the mouth, it just goes. So, muting.
Anyway, Holly, welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
Oh, my goodness. And let's see, I'm trying to think how long, I saw you in, you were
in Orlando.
That was exactly, I know it was Florida, but it wasn't, because I was in Orlando, then I was Miami this year, so it was last year in Orlando, yes.
You're Orlando, I think.
I know. You know,
time.
Yeah. Exactly, and we're going to explore that. Anyway, I want you to share your adventure, your whole journey and everything, just to get to where you are, from into metaphysics, into this crazy world, because you have more of a corporate background, I think, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. And I love. Yeah, really left brain. Yeah. Yes. And I love those stories to get out, because so many people think, there's no hope for me or whatever. I'm just stuck.
I'm not woo-woo.
Exactly. Right, no woo-woo here. And so that's what I love to see.
No woo-woo here, no.
How people transition and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So now you're corporate with a little edge of woo-woo. Is that it?
I like it. Edgy woo-woo.
Yeah.
Edgy woo-woo, Holly. Please tell us about yourself, Holly, edgy woo-woo girl.
Yeah. I share this with clients all the time. They'll ask me, how did you get into this? Because after they meet me, they're like, how did you get into this?
I like it. Yeah.
No, it was by accident.
Yeah.
Nice.
By accident.
We all have had those accidents.
Right. No, I was, my son's 29 now. He was 19 at the time. So 10 years ago, he's my oldest. So I had my oldest was 19 and he got arrested for DUI. And as you can imagine, I was just like, pulling my hair out. And
because what was your life like at that time? Were you pretty structured? Were you pretty
background? I was managing a manufacturing facility of over 3,000 people.
Wow.
And before that, so I have a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering, master's degree in management, always like manufacturing, hardline, managing giant groups of people. And so.
All right.
Yeah. That sounds left sure. brain to me.
Yeah.
Mechanical engineer. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Right. So I was always like problem solving, engineering, you know, and analytics, statistics, math. I mean, that was all my background. Mm-hmm. And so kids were growing up. I have a daughter too. So a son and a daughter. And so my son, the oldest, got in trouble and I was like just an emotional wreck. And he was, at the time we were living in Phoenix, and Phoenix had this notorious sheriff, Sheriff Joe. Anyone listening from Phoenix knows exactly who Sheriff Joe is. And he was this really, really tough, hardline political figure. And so first offense, DUI, my son went to what's called Tent City. They don't build jails. They just have these tents out in the desert. So 120 degrees, and I couldn't visit him. And so I could only have video or phone calls, mm-hmm. video calls or phone calls. And the video calls were like, it was limited. You had to literally go to the jail, wait in line, and maybe you have a video booth that you could meet with. So usually I was conversing with him over the phone. And so in one of these phone calls, he says, "Hey, Mom, I found this book in jail. You got to read it."
Like, okay. This is the best one yet. I'm going to just say that. Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So we hang up. I'm like Amazon, click, click, you know, just to have, it was Convoluted Universe Book 4 is what he found.
It gives me chills.
A great place to start with Dolores, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So jump right into 4.
Yeah, let's just go into the deep end.
Yeah.
I had never heard of Dolores, didn't know what it was about, but I wanted to, you know, connect with my son. So Amazon, click, click, got the book. And I'm reading Convoluted Universe 4, and I'm like, oh my gosh, everything I've ever believed in my entire life is here in print, and I've never seen it in print before. And I mean, I just devoured it, right? And then, of course, my son and I are chatting about it, you know, through the rest of his incarceration. By the time he gets out, 21 days, I've read 5 of Dolores' books.
Okay. You guys know how thick those books are.
I know. And I was until 2 a.m. I'm like, I can't put it down. I got to keep going. And so that was in December. And then, Julia, your mom... You were there, and what's her name? Dee Wallace. Mm-hmm. You remember Dee?
Oh, yeah, Dee.
Yeah. They were going to be speaking in Sacramento in January. And so my son gets out, I'm like, let's go see her. Let's be in the room with her, you know? And so we flew to Sacramento, you know, nice healing time with my son, and, you know, and then we got to see Dolores and all that. And you know the setup, Julia. I think it was a 3-day event, and then she'd do the group regressions, a different group regression throughout the 3 days. And this is this like hotel conference center thing. There's probably 100, 150 people in the room, I'm guessing. I don't know. A lot of people. And she's doing this group regression where everybody's going into hypnosis simultaneously, right? Well, now, you know my background, you know where I'm from, right? Coming from this left brain, you know, analytic engineer person. And I loved her books. I had so much respect for her, so much respect for the research she had done. But I'm like, you know, this hypnosis stuff, that works on those other people. But I'm going to go just to be in the room, just out of respect of her and her research.
Yeah.
And maybe my son will get something out of it, but... this hypnosis thing, it's not going to work on me.
Yeah, not for me, yeah.
So, of course, first group regression, first day, I'm having like this insane, profound experience, right? Like,
now, can you, I was going to say, reenact that for us, because you're probably like, I'm on your chair.
So I get through all of that, and I'm just like, I'm looking down at my hands. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was I went back to life as an African-American woman in like the 1930s, like probably Chicago or St. Louis. I mean, it's a total digging potatoes life, but I saw myself in the casket. I was holding my baby, and I recognized that that baby was my husband in this life, and like all this stuff's going on, and I'm just like, whoa! And so we get, she, you know, of course she counts everybody out, and then we do a little sharing. I didn't share, but I was ready to run up to the podium and like tell her, this stuff works. This really works. Right. Like she doesn't know this, right? She's only been doing it.
You should have told her.
Yeah. Right.
She probably needed a little validation. That
by the way, this works, right? Yeah. The whole weekend was just insanely profound. And so that was January. February, I was in class.
Nice. Where did you take your class at, Holly?
It was in Arkansas.
Yeah, that's some magic right there.
Yeah. So anyway, that was that. And I never looked back. That was it. I'm like, oh, I'm home. That's it. I'm here.
That's hilarious.
Accident.
Well, and then that's the show, you guys. That was it.
I just love it because, you know, your whole thing was, you know, one, it was nothing you'd ever been around. And then two, it's like, well, that's for other people. It's not for me. And then here you are, level three. So, you know, you can't get any deeper than this.
Yeah. And so, of course, you know, as time goes on, we unravel the story that's the whole reason my son had that experience, you know?
Wow.
Absolutely. I remember an incident, and you're going to have to give background to this because it was a really, as I recall it, it was like this, a revelation to you, but we had, I can't remember what was going on before that, but then we had our practitioners reunion and you came in and you were just so excited and you were just like, it was something like, I get it now or something to that effect. You know, you just
it
kept
was level three training was my revelation. So okay. I got to tell you that story, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you know the story about level three.
Well, I don't tell it to me, Holly. Please. And to the listeners.
Ooh. Okay. So.
I just flashed in because I remember, I have to put it where it was, and I just remembered it, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember now.
Yeah. It was bad. It was really, really bad.
Oh, geez.
Hey, level three, lots of fun.
Hold on, let me buckle up for this.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was fun. Okay.
Well, Tracy's going to show hers after you get done. So.
Okay.
No. All right. It's like a battlefield, isn't it, Holly?
I'm sorry?
Level three is like a battlefield, right?
It is. It is. Like ego, rip, shred, throw away.
Tar. Yeah. Fire.
Yeah.
Gosh, you guys make me sound mean.
Oh, it was wonderful. No, it was absolutely mean. So I took a long time between level one and level two. I was never convinced that this is what I was going to do. Like, oh, this is fun. It'll be nice. Friends and family. La, la, la. I think it was like almost 2 years before I took level two. And even then, and we moved to Durango in the meantime. And I mean, people were just flocking like in droves, right? And I had this little tiny part-time office. Oh, I won't have my own, I'll share an office. And then I got the insight that I was going to have the office full time. And I'm like, I don't know how that works. Okay. You know, and all of this just like dabbling, right? And then finally level three came about and it was going to be in Ireland. And my husband and I were already planning a vacation to Ireland. We're like, vacation. All right. Vacation in Ireland.
Right off. Oh, did I say that out loud?
that was the excuse, like mentally.
Yeah,
the excuse.
Right. Right. It works. That's a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so got all ready for that. And I'm like, oh, this is, yeah, okay, I'll do level three. And had my video and everything. And it was, and Suzanne Spooner was there. So it was you and Suzanne were teaching. And oh my gosh, like, I mean, I'm not sure there was a single solitary aspect of my video that was correct. Like, literally.
It was there.
Nation.
That part was right.
The process, like, everything was wrong. And even Suzanne Spooner, sweet, darling Suzanne Spooner, is like eye rolling. Like, oh.
We try so hard not to show those things.
Oh my God. So anything you did, were you sure you recorded a QHHT session?
Yes, I'm sure that's what they were thinking. Like,
what do you call this session? We wanted you to record a QHHT.
I still want to go back to the woman that agreed to be my level 3 video person and apologize to her. I'm sorry what I did to
you. Let me pay you. Apparently this is backwards. Okay, so.
So anyway, I went into, you know, like, just total ego death. Like, it was like, I questioned everything. I went back. I mean, I really did the internal work, and it was tough. I took it, you know, to went home, took it and really, like, integrated, and like, whew. And it took me 9 months. It took me 9 months of, like, just soul searching, meditating, evaluating myself, like the whole shebang. And then actually started practicing QHHT.
So you actually started okay in that year. 2016, right?
I went to class in 16, 2016.
Yeah. So it was 7, okay, 17 that you actually started practicing.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
There you go. All right.
And
I'm glad you have a sense of humor about this now. Because I know darn well that 9 months was like giving birth to a baby.
It was. It really was. I did. I gave birth to a new person in those 9 months. Absolutely.
See that, but that's what you go through. That's what you do. And people are in different stages of that at the point that they go to the class. They're either at the beginning and they have to go through it all, or they're somewhere in that process, and that's what determines how they get through, you know. But you've got to do that work on yourself. It's
Julia had to coach me through the actual labor, so
on her hand.
I'm not kidding. breathe. So I get it.
Yeah. And Julie, that's what you say, you know, level, I don't know, level one's about, I guess, learning the technique, level two, practicing the technique, level three's about you knowing you.
Mm-hmm. That's
exactly what happened. So 9 months later, I feel I'm finally ready, done the internal work, the external work and everything to do the second video. And it was, Suzanne was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, this, yeah, perfect. And I'm like, so it was right after that I went to the reunion. So that was in like June. So that would have been June of 2017. And like the reunion was, in fact, Suzanne might have told me about the certification at the reunion. I'm not sure. It was like really
cool. Okay.
When I walk into the reunion and you and Diane Morrison are there, and I'm like, hey guys. And both of you are looking at me like, who is this? You didn't recognize me.
Exactly. You were a completely different person. Yes.
That much. Like, yes. I was literally a different person to you. Wow. Oh, it's me. It's me. You know me.
No, it's not.
Right. Yeah, so that's why that reunion was so squirrely, I think, for, you know, from your perception to me. It's like, who is this? Like, what do you mean?
You feel, I figured it out. It's like, okay.
I can see you doing that, Julia. Like, all right.
I realize, when he's like, I'm like, oh, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That big of a change in everything, you know, in my life. And it was really about, you know, level three was really about get out of your own way. Get, you know, you don't need, the ego does not need to be involved in this process. Get out of your own way, you know, and honor what your mom did, you know, honor what Dolores did. And yeah. Yeah.
That's very nice.
That's absolutely, as soon as you do that, then it's very easy.
It is. It
is. Yeah. And yeah, that's the hard part, is just getting out of your own way. And like you said, that's the part that feels like it's being crucified, is because the ego is in there, and it just doesn't need to be, you know, or it needs to learn how to work with it. It just doesn't need to be all up in front and in everything and thinking it knows everything, doing it its way and stuff. And that, yeah, that's when it gets kind of crushed.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't go back to save my life. I mean, it, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then sensing, so that was in 17, so that we're 3 years down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How has your life been, your journey been? How are you growing? How is it going?
Well, I mean, yeah, as you guys well know, it's miracles every day.
Yep.
Crazy, crazy miracles every day. And, you know, I mean, the physical healing is fun for me. I mean, to just see some of the physical healing. You know, I've had, I had a client that, really tragic, young woman in her 20s with a recurrence of breast cancer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
With young children. Mm-hmm. Like, really, like, oof.
Just saying recurrence of it that says.
Yeah. Yeah, but what she had done the first time around, she had listened to her family, she had gone the traditional route, you know, the chemo and all that, and in her session, they told her, she foraged, she was one of these people that foraged in the woods, and like, was like, you know, just kind of a natural born herbalist.
Any other life, whatever life she went to?
Or is this I don't remember what life she was.
Okay, but in her life now, she's a forager?
Now she's a forager.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they told her, you already have the cure for cancer. It's in your foraging basket, and you know this.
Wow.
That's why we gave you the cancer again. For you. You have to cure yourself with your herbs that you already know work. And not listen to, you know, all this pressure to go do the poison. They told her too, I mean, you can do it or not do it, but if you don't step into this, this was your whole purpose, then you're probably going to die from the cancer. Because
doesn't that make sense? I mean, it sounds like, oh my gosh, what's that? But it makes sense from that bigger point of view. This is why you came. And if you're not going to do it, then why are you here?
Right, exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You do it. Might as well just start over again, do something else.
But yeah, so then they just take you back and you start over.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's...
If that isn't an encouragement for everyone to step into why they're here, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's time.
Then I had another... I had a gentleman... Okay, so get this. I love this, and you've—I know, Julie, you've got to really appreciate this intersection of like Western medicine and then what we do. So I had this older gentleman whose son made the appointment for him, and that's always like, right?
Yeah.
You know, but the son was an MD.
Okay.
And his dad
made the appointment for the father. Okay.
And the son is an MD, and the father's having a recurrence of bladder cancer.
Okay.
So, and the father had already been through the whole chemo thing, you know, and now the cancer's back. And the MD son is sending him to his dad to the QHHT appointment.
Okay.
And so the dad was one of these gentlemen that he was completely, his conscious mind was completely unaware during the whole hypnosis. And... you know, different people experience it differently. A lot of people, their conscious mind is aware. Some people, their conscious mind is unaware. This gentleman, his conscious mind was unaware. And of course, the subconscious cured the cancer, cured the bladder cancer and all of that.
And it probably told why it was there.
Yep. Yep. Yeah,
that's the question I'm going to ask. What was it going on?
Yep. Yep. I don't remember at the time. This was like a couple of years ago. I don't remember but we got all that answered. And then the gentleman gets up, you know, and he's still laying on the bed. We're chit-chatting, you know, I've already counted him out. And I know the bladder cancer is cured, but he doesn't because his conscious mind wasn't aware.
Okay.
And so we're doing our little chit chat, and I said, you know, do you need to go to the restroom? Yes, yes, I do. Okay, well, I'm going to work on your file. You go to the restroom, and then we'll talk about, you know, what we found out. And so I'm at my computer fiddling around with a file, and he comes busting in the room. What happened? What happened? And I'm like, what do you mean? They cured your cancer. Well, because it was bladder cancer, he urinate very easily. And then the minute he got up off the bed, of course, like, you know, no issues whatsoever. He wasn't expecting that. And shock in the bathroom, like, what happened? And so he comes in and I'm like, well, yeah, they cured your cancer. You know,
that's why you're here.
All the tumors gone, like full flow stream. Like,
wow.
And then the funniest part of all of this, I mean, it was like absolutely wonderful that he got that. I've had a steady stream of clients from this MD.
It's so fantastic.
Right?
Well, yeah, of course you wouldn't be. But even the first one coming to you, that it was his father. I mean, that already
was huge.
Yeah. His level of evolution to do that.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's, I had a recent client who was also a physician's assistant. You know, I think the paradigms are shifting with some Western medical practitioners.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
So exciting to see and hear about that. So, yeah. Yeah. Yay.
Yay.
I'm trying to, I'm getting something. I'm trying to understand what you're telling me, but it's something about the, it's like, I was thinking to myself, I wonder if it has to do with the area that you're in, you know, because Colorado is a little bit more progressive, I think, in my mind. I don't know for sure. But it's like, but then you have that doctor that's very open-minded, obviously. And he was exposed to something in this work, you know, so somewhere. And then it was like, and they were showing me, it's like I was thinking, okay, so it's the area that must be more conducive or something. And it was something about that doc. I mean, this is a pivotal role that he's playing in this whole field, you know, in medicine. So that may be his bigger role.
Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I do want to say, don't send them to me earlier. Don't wait.
Yeah.
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 So there's a reason they did it that way too, so that you could really see that it didn't matter where they're at with it or where they're at on their journey. They had to do their part so that it could be really profound.
Yeah. So. I think too, sometimes, I mean, it's like they look at this as a last resort. It's like, look, I've exhausted everything else, and what have I got to lose, kind of thing, you know. Yeah. And maybe I think as this starts being more accepted, then it'll move further into being as a better piece to use earlier on. But they get to that place because they have to get to that place of surrendering. Well, that. You know, and they are at that, you know, if it's their last resort, it's like, well, what the heck, what have I got?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Such a great point. But as we evolve from that, then we're going to start getting to, like you said, Julia, we're going to get to that point where people are going to start understanding and seeing it not like a little miracle, but like we have the power to do this.
Right. It's one of the very definite options you have. You know, you can go, you have these different options to do, and this stands up right up there, heads and toes with the others.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is my shining moment where I go to the chat room and I say hi to everybody that's in there. I'm on the Dolores Cannon page right now and just want to say hi to a few people. Angela, Kira, Colleen, Johnny, Belinda, Donna, Mario, Judy,
Let me see if we got some people on the BBS radio page. We've got Venus and Kevin and Juliet and Candace. So there's a lot of people jumping in and saying hi. So Holly, when you are done here, please come on over to these pages and see the comments and say hi back to these guys on the show, just to let them know that we've seen them. And we thank you guys all for getting in there and commenting.
Hey, we enjoy. If you have any questions, send them on through. Tracy will ask them, and I think that'd be fun. We can have powwows here and have
that's good, right.
Talks. I want.
Hey, yeah, we can test Holly's psychic abilities if you guys want. She loves that.
Yeah,
but I'd rather do some calculus.
All her tarot cards right in front of her. Oh, yeah. She's ready. She's got her pendulum. She's got her pendulum out. She's ready to do some things. So.
Well, you were talking about something about time before we came on, and I wanted you to hold that story until we got to the show because it sounded really cool.
Yeah, well, I was watching you and Kaya earlier today, and you guys were talking about the Mandela effect and all that, and how time is just another dimension, right?
Right.
And it made me remember. So, you know, as QHHT practitioners, we don't get to have our own sessions very often, right? I mean, I did, obviously, when I was doing level one, I had, I'm like, boy, I got to do this. I had that. And then, of course, in level two, you're actually doing it as a part of the, or is it a part of the class? Anyway, I did it as part of the class. But later on, I would do some traveling out to Los Angeles, and you know, Yaron DeWitt is out there, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like,
Yaron,
together, give me a session, right? So I got to have my own session with Yaron. This was not too terribly long ago, just a couple years ago. And I had been told in the prior sessions that my life purpose was patience. Which makes a heck of a lot of sense because I have zero patience. Like I want everything faster. But I wanted to explore that because I'm like, I don't really understand that. Like, surely my whole life lesson isn't just learning how to distract myself while I'm waiting on something else to happen. Like, what the heck kind of a life lesson is that? You know, big whoop, right? And so I told you, like,
that person's lesson.
So I told you, I'm like, I want to explore that. What does that mean? Patience, right? So he really got into it. He's such a beautiful, wonderful practitioner. Mm-hmm. But he really got in there, right? And the higher self is saying patience, the definition of patience is the ability to manifest time. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And so my life lesson is about being able to just play with time, you know, backwards, forward, sideways, expand, contract, and all that. And I'm like,
and you do that, don't you?
Okay, now I've got something to work with. Yeah. Now this is fun. Okay, this is a lot. So I'm leaving the session and driving back to my hotel. And it was a pretty decent drive. I mean, it was like maybe 45 minutes, an hour. And, you know, L.A., it's like 10 miles can take 9 minutes or it can take 3 hours. You'd never know, right, in L.A. because of the traffic.
Right.
Because I'm driving and I'm driving and I'm driving back to my hotel and I'm driving and I'm driving. And I'm like driving and driving. And I'm finally like, I've passed it. There's no way. Like, I'm looking at my, I'm like, there's absolutely no way I couldn't have already gotten to that exit by now. And I'm like, oh, I gotta get on the next exit and turn around. And there was a semi in front of me. And like, of course, the minute I'm thinking this, that I've gone too far, I'm too late.
Mm-hmm.
The semi pulls out and there's the exit. And then immediately after that, I don't even wear a wristwatch anymore because immediately after that, my watch, it would be like 2 hours ahead, 3 hours behind. I'm like, every day it would just do whatever it wanted to do. And I'm finally, I'm like, all right, guys, I get it. I, you know, take this off, throw that in the jewelry box, whatever. And now I just manifest on time.
Same. No watch. So you're being
called the time bender in the chat room, just so you know.
Yeah. And it's like literally, I mean, you just like manifest on time. It's like, you make time do whatever you want to. I've like learned, you know, I can expand it. I can contract it. I can go back and revisit things. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. I'm sure I still have a whole lot more left to learn.
But. Okay. But you've opened up some things there, and I can feel people asking in the chat room. I don't know if they actually are typing it, but I can feel them wanting to know. We need examples. We want to understand what you mean by, you know, especially the last one, revisiting things and stuff like that. So elaborate on these things, because this is a wonderful teaching moment. People, there are a lot of people that are probably on the lesson of patience.
Yeah.
Now that gives them a whole new journey with it. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And now, and I also just like play with it in terms of like, oh, I want this to take 33 minutes. And it takes exactly 33 minutes, you know?
I love it.
Or I want this to happen.
That little snarky, cocky attitude of yours, too.
Yeah.
I want this to last 11 minutes. And I'll do like 11, 22, 33, you know, just for the fun of it, right? And sure enough, boom, right on the dime, you know, somebody shows up in exactly 33 minutes, right? Today.
What I'm hearing, you see, when you're going, ha, 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 they're going, ha, ha, ha.
Right. But we'll give you a lesson, all right. Yeah.
Do you want this? Okay.
Yeah. You want to be cocky about this lesson? All right.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Those guides are so freaking bored with us at this point. They're loving that you want to play these games with them. They're like, thank God, something to do.
Exactly. Okay. Somebody's finally figuring something out. Building something.
Bring it on. We'll play.
In fact, today, I had a client call and it went to voicemail. I don't know if I was on the phone or what, but anyway, so I called him back and he's like, you do realize that you call me back at 11:11. I'm like, no, I didn't realize that, but okay.
Yeah. Very nice. Here's a question.
It's not real. It's like,
you're just like, make a wish, man.
Imaginary. It's so ridiculously imaginary.
And the only thing, it just means something because you noticed it.
Yeah.
That's what was important about it. And that was the thing, is he noticed, so that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. Now, have you guys noticed that you don't remember what day it is? Or, I mean, it's just like, if my phone didn't have it on there, I would be so lost.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what day it is, you know, it's just like, it's today.
Yeah.
You know? There was yesterday and today.
You have to write down the date. So I have to look at my phone before I write down the date.
Yeah, when you're bringing them back up into this day, this time, it's like, shoot, what day is it?
No idea. Yeah,
I love that. Yeah, we do have a question in the chat room, and this is just a general question. How many QHHT sessions can a person have? I've had one. It opened up so much in my life. I was wanting to have another one with deeper questions. The first session I had, many questions were a bit superficial because I was a newbie. That's a wonderful question. That's Juliet. And which one of you wants to handle that?
Well, you only ever need one, right? And I tell people that the recording from my very first session when I was in level one, so this was whatever that is, 9 years ago, 8.5 years ago, I still listen to.
Yeah.
I still listen to that recording.
Mm-hmm. And so how many sessions have you had, Holly?
Well, not counting the goofy ones that we have with just students practicing on us. Three.
Yeah.
I had three in 9 years. I've only ever had two clients in however many hundreds I've had of clients I've had come back for a second session. And I mean, they didn't know each other. They were separated by years, and their first session and their second session were straddled by about two or three years. Mm-hmm. And both of them came back to me and said, Holly, I'm living in a new universe. Like, my entire life is different. I have all new questions. Can I please?
And that's what he's doing here. Yeah. That's what Julie was doing.
Why you would have another session, because all the things from the first one now have played out. I mean, because many times your life will completely change if you will follow what you've been directed to do. And then now, yeah, you're in a new life and you probably have new questions.
Yeah. And I've had a couple of them come back, like you were saying, not a whole lot of them will come back for a second session, but I have had a couple of people do that. And it's like you guys are saying, it's like, yeah, it's almost like a whole new version. Like Holly, when you showed up at the reunion and nobody knew who you were because you changed so much, you're going to have some deeper questions that didn't get to be asked that first time around. So yes, have another session.
Absolutely.
I think they're amazing. They're insightful. I don't think it hurts at all to have more than one.
No, but just make sure that you act on whatever you're directed to do, do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's a waste of, you know, don't.
Yeah, if you didn't act on your first one.
Right. Do what you're being told to do and you will see your life change. And then absolutely come back. I mean, there's no law on how many to have or not to have or anything, but you really get the most out of it if you will do it that way.
Right. So that's a brilliant question. Thank you for asking that, Juliet, because probably more people would want to know that. And yeah, that's so true. It's wonderful. Yay.
Yes.
And I have had a few clients come back and say, oh, can I have a second session? And my first question is, well, when's the last time you listened to your recording?
Right.
Ooh.
Yes.
And then I don't hear from them again.
Right. Yep. Yeah, because it's all you have to do is go back and listen to that. And a lot of times it's what they're thinking, I mean, where whatever happened in the session maybe wore off or it didn't stick or something. And it's because they're not listening to the recording. I mean, we know the signs immediately. You know, if you're saying that, we know you're not listening. Because if you're listening to the recording, you are still getting the healing or whatever was happening in the session. It continues. There is
I still listen to this recording from almost 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And I listened to a part the other day. This was maybe a couple months ago. And at the time, I had foot pain, like bunions and like foot pain. And that was one of my questions, you know, get rid of the pain. And the higher self says in my original session, you know, through me talking to the practitioner, and the practitioner's asking about it. And the higher self goes, well, she did it herself. Made the foot pain, right?
So higher self, this is cocky as you are.
You are just not getting off the hook for that. Duh.
Did it herself. And so I was having some pain, you know, and I was re-listening to this recording from almost 9 years ago. Well, she did it herself. And I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Still doing it.
So, oh, okay, got it. Yeah.
Brilliant. And you know, it's one of those things where I think these sessions are designed to come through in the layers. Like my client today, when I asked how many times does this person need to listen to their recording? Three. You know, that's quite a few more times to listen to that, and which is so good to integrate the information. But every time you hear something different, don't you? It's like, oh, I don't remember hearing that the first time. Oh, and it's because you're not ready to hear it the first time. That's why they have you listen to it again. You got to integrate, and then you're ready for the next thing. And integrate, it's powerful stuff. I do have another question in the chat room. Is there a micro training on how to bypass the ego in a session? Now, Pam, I don't know if you mean for the practitioner or for the client, but how about we address both?
I don't know of a micro training for the practitioner to get rid of it.
9 months and give birth to a new you is your practitioner's version.
And I think we come close, and we don't do training, but I think it's a great idea. The closest we come is trying to educate people on and the best thing to do there is just have no expectations.
Mm-hmm. No expectations. Oh, please. Yes. Come in with a clean slate and just be ready to have an experience without tying all these other thoughts to it. Would be awesome.
I think that brings up a good point, though, in that I had a client earlier this week, in fact, that she was remarkably psychic, but like doubted everything. She would go to other psychics, and I'm looking at her, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're like 10 times more psychic than who you're going to. And then after the session, you know, there's still that doubt, mm-hmm. you know, was that really, what, wait, what? I knew all of that. Yeah. I already knew.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I already knew all of that, all those answers. Yeah,
that was, I was just making it up. That was just me talking. Like, oh, okay, really? All right. Huh. Do you really normally talk about yourself like that? Well, no. Did you really know the answer to that? Well, no. Well, if you knew the answer to that question, why'd you ask it? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so common for people to doubt this like profound information. It's like,
yeah. Okay, so this is in reference to being a new or being a level one practitioner. How do you get over the ego? I'm going to say stick to the script and know that you have a beautiful system in place. Just read it and follow the directions. It's, and don't think that changing it's going to help this or that. You know, be in the moment with your person, with your client.
Yeah, it's about them. It's not about you. And that's hard to do when you're learning, you know.
Yeah.
I would also say for new level ones, I think it's so important for you to have your own session.
Oh, yes.
We did level one companion just a few weeks ago. And, you know, there were people in there that had never had a session. I'm like, go get your own session. Mm-hmm. And then number two, I think you need to read Dolores's body of work. I think you need to know what shoulders you're standing on. Yeah. And read the books. And then I tell
them, you got 21 days to read Convoluted Universe.
All five of them, huh?
All five copies. And let's throw in the Custodians and the Five Lives and
the Three Waves. They got
to
have
the Three Waves. You have to have those Three Waves.
Yeah.
So we'll give you 30 days.
And as you're reading her books, I mean, A, you need to know what she found, but B, study her questions. You know, her intense curiosity, you know, and learning from that, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing, yeah, it's the questions and it's also showing the possibilities. Mm-hmm. You know, anything is possible to happen. So just be ready. Be open minded and ready for anything.
Yeah.
And that's why she was wanting to share all of that. It's like, look, these are some things that are happening out there. And she thought if she was interested, that others might be interested. And to me, it really helps people open their minds.
Yeah.
And for practitioners, we have to know this stuff because you never know where somebody's going to go.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So she is redirecting that question saying, no, I mean, when they're an ego and you can't get them past that point, do you have any tricks, Holly? When your client is on that table and they're going, I think it's still me.
Oh, okay. So it's so the person that's asking the question is a practitioner and they're asking, how do you have the client let go of their ego?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I remember.
It only took her about 15 posts to get that through to me, by the way.
Okay, good. And I love this question. Okay, so I got a couple of Dolores stories, okay?
Perfect.
Because she said, I don't know where she said, is it in level two? I don't remember. Anyway, somebody asked this. I think it was in my level two. It might have been level one. I'm not sure. Somebody asked, well, what if this very question, you know, like, what if in the middle of the hypnosis, this person stopped, sat up, eyes wide open and said, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, well, I tell them to lay back down and close their eyes and keep going. You know, like matter of fact, like that's not stopping anybody, you know, this level of just confidence she had. And then the other incident, a Dolores incident that I was aware of is one of the transformation conferences when she was obviously when she's still alive. And there was this, you know, she was not a fluffy little kitten. She was a tiger, right? And
my mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
To be reckoned with.
And I try to remind people of that. Yeah, they think she was this. I was like,
go watch some videos.
And there would be these microphones set up, right? And then people would come up and ask questions. So she had her lecture and there's these people. And some dude walks up and it's like something ridiculously basic. Like, he had obviously never read her books. And it's like, something as ridiculous as, like, are aliens real or something? And you're asking Dolores Cannon this question. And the whole audience is looking at him like, what?
How did you get in here?
Right. Like, who? What? And your mom, so she proceeds to say, I won't answer that question. It's on page blah, blah, blah of blah, blah, blah. Like, shut him down in the middle of this huge conference. Refuse to answer the question. Go read this book on this page and you'll get your answer, but I'm not going to answer
it. That answer and much more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I had to throw those Dolores stories in there because, because that's what you learn. I mean, that's a big part of the level 3 process is be Dolores, you know? I mean, like, that's what you're bringing.
Yeah, that confidence, that certainty.
Yeah, and so I had a client not too long ago that was doing exactly that, you know, in the middle of the process. Literally, the conscious mind says, this isn't working. Mm. And I had this conversation, this very Dolores direct conversation with her. It was like, I don't think you know what my process is, so how can you be judging it?
Ah.
Very good.
You're laying here judging my process and you don't even know what the process is.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. And then she laid down, went fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta channel a little bit of Dolores.
Yeah, and it's the confidence. And that's what we always say. It's just all of this, the more confident you get, and this is not ego confidence. This is it's actually solid confidence and knowing, like you said, the shoulders you're standing on, the body of work that you're standing on, exactly what you've got in your hands. It's that kind of confidence. Then people, you're not going to take people's flack.
Yeah.
No.
Right. And Dolores wouldn't.
No.
Wouldn't take anybody's flack.
She knew what she knew, and she knew why she was there. She knew she was helping them. And that's where you go. You're not thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to figure out that I'm a new person and they're going to know I don't know what I'm doing. Oh my God. See, when you do that, they're going to eat you alive. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be up front. So it's just a matter of get your foundation for yourself. And we say, go out and practice. Absolutely. But that's why we say, start with a group that you're more familiar with. That helps. But strangers, I'm going to tell you, strangers are easier than your family and friends.
Yep.
We get a unanimous thing here.
One who says it, I.
Yeah. You know, the family is wonderful to practice with, but the strangers, you're going to actually, because they don't know you. And so, you can actually be yourself. The family and friends, they know the old you. They know the person of you before you ever got into QHHT. They don't know that you're growing and learning and doing all these new things and you have a whole new life. They just, you know, they can pull up or we perceive that they know all the stuff about me. So see we allow it. We're the ones doing that, allowing it to undermine ourselves.
Yeah. And perfect. Well, those are good answers, Holly. I like that. Mm-hmm. Helpful. So I'm going to channel in that next time that happens to me, I'll just be like, you just lay yourself back down. I'm going to bring in the Holly. And I'm going to be like, I'll do a split because I kind of like the combo and I'll channel you both in and be, but it's about, you know, your client wants to know that you know what you're doing. So when you come with that, with that confidence, that's a big deal. So yeah. Wonderful. And
don't you guys think that they bring you who you're supposed to be serving?
Yes.
And because of my background, you know, being as left-brained and analytical as I am, like, I get clients that are fighting with that, you know, that really have that analytic mind activated. I know what that feels like. And maybe it is a little easier for me to basically say in the nicest of ways, lay back and shut up and follow the problem. Get it, you know, I get that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why, yeah, you know, everybody, like, we have the classes and people will be talking about their process, and it's like, yeah, and you're going through this just exactly what you're saying there, Holly, is you're going through this because you're going to have clients very similar to this and you'll know exactly how to work with them now,
right?
And that's, so if you're having some issues like that that you're working through, understand it's all for a reason.
Exactly. Okay, so I'm having fun looking at all of these. It looks like I think we got a good answer in there, so that's good.
While we're waiting, do you have some more questions?
No, I just have people agreeing that, you know, I'm an analytical and I can relate. Thank you for sharing. I think that that conversation really needed to happen, not just for the practitioners that are watching, but for people that are thinking about a session. You know, it's really important to just relax and go with the flow and allow the thoughts and the information to come in, and it will. It does come in. So, yeah. What were you going to say, Julia?
I was going to say, as we're kind of coming in on time, and so I was wanting you to, what I like to do is make sure you get your information out, Holly, so people know how to find you if they want to.
Yeah, so I'm in Durango, Colorado, which is nowhere even remotely close to Denver. It's an 8-hour drive from Denver.
I think you might have answered that question before. Yes?
So we're in the very, very far southwest corner in the middle of absolutely nowhere. Yay. And so it's Aware Care Durango, AwareCareDurango.com. Aware Care Durango.
What airport would be the airport they'd fly into?
Beaver Airport right here in Durango.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Lots of clients fly in. Direct flights from Denver, Dallas, Phoenix. We're actually closest to Phoenix. We're about 7 hours from Phoenix.
So. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So fly in, and because nobody really lives there because it's such a tiny place, right?
So 70,000 people.
Yeah, but you just had a companion class.
We did. Oh, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a tourist town. It's in the mountains. It's in the Rockies, and it's beautiful. And there's lakes and mountains and rivers. Nice.
It almost sounds like a song.
Yeah. Denver, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a Denver song, and that wouldn't work for Durango. Yeah. But anyways, wonderful. So, all right, everybody, go check out Holly. She can be found on the QHHTOfficial.com under practitioners as well. Right. So if you didn't catch her website, go to QHHTOfficial.com. And yeah, wonderful. All your information's there. That's how I found you. Just kidding. I found you.
And something else I'd like to do before we leave is if you know how we do in sessions, a parting message. So I would love to, if you have a parting message for everyone.
So, I mean, I do, you know, Julia, we did, like we said, we just had level one companion. I'm, you know, helping with the voice coaching of level two, and it's so much fun for me to help new practitioners. And when I'm talking to new practitioners, I really honestly believe this in my heart of heart. This is the future of healthcare.
Yeah.
And so if you think about how many doctors and nurses there are in the world, well, that's kind of how many QHHT practitioners we need in the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There's billions of people. There's not too many practitioners ever.
Yeah, no, exactly. We're nowhere near a saturation point.
Absolutely. No. And so if you've even remotely thought about, you know, serving people in terms of serving their health, their physical health, their life purpose, you know, coaching people, helping people, then you can't ask for more rewarding place to be.
Yeah. And that's going to make me go, whoop, Julia, how would people find their way to taking a class to be a practitioner? And I do want to say hello to all the level two trainees right now, as we have been voice coaching them, and it's been very fun meeting everybody. That is exciting. I agree with
all you two. Isn't that rewarding?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying meeting them. And, you know, it's almost kind of like having a little family reunion. So, you know, and the fun part about it being this online course this time is that they're all over the world.
Yes. Yeah.
But everybody, I'm sure that happens in the in-person classes too, but it's really a
group. And I have them in their voice coaching. I don't know if you do this or not, Tracy, but I'll have them, I mean, we'll do coaching in English, obviously, to a certain extent, but I'll also have them do their induction in their native language. So I've been listening to inductions in Czech, in German, in Spanish.
It takes a whole different, I mean, people keep saying, well, how can you do that? And it's like, it's not hard because it's not the words that you're listening to. It's the rhythm, it's a whole bunch of other things, but it really does tune your ear, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's fun to see everybody from all these different languages, you know?
Yeah. No, I start my group off, when they come to me, I have them start off by singing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and just getting their voices warmed up. And no, I don't. But
I believe you.
No, Julia's probably like, she probably does. She probably really does. Sorry, everyone that signed up under Tracy.
Yeah. But see, I know Tracy. I am not surprised. That's what she makes me do.
Yeah. Yeah, when we get together, it's like, okay, warm up the voice, Julia. Let's hear it. That's wonderful. Oh, okay. How do people find their way to becoming a practitioner,
Julia? I just
remembered
that was a question. Okay, if you are interested in taking a class, our site is qhhtofficial.com. And you just go on there and you'll see things on the homepage directing you to classes as well. There'll be advertisements. And then, or you can just click on courses and see what all we have going on. We always have an online course. Level one is perpetually running. So if you feel like that's something you want to do, just check into it and can take it.
Yeah. And when is the next level two? There's another one coming up, right? The next level two.
The registration starts on Monday.
Wow.
Registration starts on Monday. The class starts like two Fridays after that.
Okay.
On September 4th, the class.
September 4th. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So
this has been so much fun because our first one, we're coming toward the end of it. And, you know, we didn't know how's it going to go. And we designed it. We kept going, okay, this is actually going to be really close, very, very close to how we do the live class. And it has been amazing. I have so enjoyed it. And then like this, all the voice coaching, but that was our part. It's like, okay, how's this going to work? It seems to be working.
It fell into place. And, you know, I'm getting great feedback from people, Holly. I'm asking each one, how are you liking the class?
And oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All of them are like, well, will I see you at a reunion too? I mean, people are itching for a reunion too.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as we can travel, we're there, guys. We're going to do it. We were planning one in November. Was it November? It kept getting moved.
Yeah, it kept getting moved. It was like October, then November. And now it's just kind of like, well, we're waiting.
Yeah. But it's just permanently on hold. Now we're not looking at anything until like a year from now, maybe June, July, somewhere in there. Definitely we will be getting together. We want it as much as you guys do. Yes.
And are you guys going to be bringing in live classes when the COVID lifts?
That's the classes. We've got them out there. They're kind of hanging, you know, we're like, okay, maybe it's safe to start planning. And that's what we're planning. I mean, we've just been talking about it. We're looking at the hotels and the venues to see if they're available. But you know, it's just, this thing is a day by day thing. It's so hard.
It really does. Yeah. Yeah.
We thought, well, maybe a year out, we might be safe.
But how cool is that also that we're all kind of happen to live in the moment. We don't get to make too much forward thinking going on here.
We
don't need to know what day it is,
so
right?
Just like tomorrow.
That might be exactly what it's all about. It might be, hey, everybody, want a reunion? Okay, let's meet up here. Just one day, go.
So my next question, Julia, how about I do it this way? Tell people about... Did I get it right this time? Tell me about this.
Who's drinking what?
Yeah. What did they put in it? It's one of those Irish coffees. Or Russian coffee or whatever I don't know. Tell me about how people would learn more about Soul Speak and how to get their hands on that book and the class that goes with it.
Okay, yes, I have the book Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body, which is all about how you listen to the body and what it's trying to tell you, and that brings the healing. I mean, it's the very same thing that actually happens in a session. It's just it's more consciously, you're active consciously in there in the process. And it's showing you exactly how it works. But I had the book, and then I was directed to expand on that and develop an online course. And so that is out, and that is a certification course so that you can actually, you're certified to now work with yourself. I mean, obviously you can work with yourself, but also with others to help them understand the language of their body.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very rewarding.
And again, as a practitioner, if you haven't studied any of this or you don't have this book as a practitioner, you need to get a hold of that. And I'd recommend taking the course to just give yourself a little extra knowledge behind it and systems and
We have several practitioners have taken the course already. And is Judy, is that the Judy that's on there? Is that
Australia Judy?
Uh-huh.
You betcha.
Okay. Judy just gave me the most wonderful testimonial video about how the course helped her sessions and how she was using it. And she really encourages practitioners to take the course.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, as soon as your client sits down in front of you and they hand you over the sheets of questions and it's the help questions, all of a sudden you're like, I know what questions to ask. I know how to evolve this by just saying, oh, that's on the right side. And then you kind of have these ideas of what is the right side. So it helps you to develop the right questions to help evolve what's going on and bring in that healing. It's very powerful.
Yeah,
so
it's just like knowing mom's work. This is just more, it's just a broadening the base that you come from, you know. So you're not just dancing in the dark with people. I mean, you actually have a basis for how you direct your questions, and you know, and you get insight, so much insight into what's going on with them.
So I want to say that if this is like tarot, when I was holding it upside down, maybe some of you were feeling blocked in your emotions, but when we turn it upright, then that can start to flow again. So we're just going to use the book like tarot cards now. And Holly knows because she's got her tarot spread out in front of her.
Right.
Okay, you guys, that was a lot of fun. Anything else that you want people to know about what's coming up?
I think that's all we have right now.
Okay. Look at her thinking.
Anything else you guys? Well, sometimes I forget. I'm here and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot the biggest thing we're even working on. It's like,
yeah, I want to know, I don't know if I can share something here, and let me see if it could let me possibly share a screen. Okay. With your permission, can I share a picture?
What picture?
That's it.
Depends.
I don't even know how to answer that, to tell you the truth, because the smarty pants in me really wants to.
Do I trust Tracy? Yeah. I mean, she, yeah. Okay. Ultimately, I trust you, Tracy.
Oh my gosh. This is a big moment for me, Holly. Can we mark this on, remind me, put this on the calendar. So I went to Ysetti Ranch. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's over by Mount Adams in Washington State. And that's where you watch the ships come in and out, right? This is where you get to see the ETs. Well, over the weekend that we were there, one of the gals that was there caught a ship on her camera going out. That's not the picture I'm going to show you. Sorry. I took a picture of the mountain and I caught a Nocturian right here. Can you see?
Yeah.
Right there, that cute little head.
Wow.
So we actually outlined it here, so I'm going to bring that one up. Anyways, I just wanted to share that because that was the first day we were there, and the energy around just being there that weekend was like that. It was just like we were seeing flashes in the sky. We were seeing things happening on the mountain. We were seeing, you know, taking pictures of the clouds, and everybody was catching things in the clouds. And then the one picture where the ship was shooting out of the mountain. And she did one of those live photos where it takes like 3 seconds of footage. So it actually has the stages of the ship moving out of the mountain. That's really cool. But I don't have access to that video, or I'd show it to you.
And even if you didn't see that in there, I mean, that's a gorgeous picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did play with the color a little bit to enhance the experience. I know. It is. And it was such a gorgeous weekend to be there that, I mean, it was just beautiful. That was the most clouds we had the whole time. And obviously they were there so they could show themselves to us. So It was just a very powerful weekend. And so that's one of the reasons why I didn't get to do the show last week. So back on track for a little bit. And then guess what? I'm going to Mount Shasta. So maybe more of that. But I will be missing another show in September. So I do apologize. But I'm telling you, the energies of the shift, the ascension, everything that's going on right now for the planet, the new earth, whatever you identify with, it's happening. We're in it. And when you live in that, and like you're saying, Holly, in those moments, living in the day, not worrying about the time, I mean, we free ourselves to be in that energy. And so play with it, you guys.
When you were talking about the Arcturians and things like that, I got this overwhelming feeling that Holly has something to say around that.
Do I?
Oh, come on, Holly, make it up. You can't leave her hanging like that.
If there's something. Have you had any experiences, or have you had any sessions? Oh, yeah. Like you have something that to say.
Yeah. So in the Southwest, so where we are, supposedly in all the mountains right around Durango, different other planet friends have places and things stored in the mountains.
Okay.
And I had a client who came from another part of Southwest Colorado, and there were these, he used the term stone huts. They're like little piles of stone. They're about 5 feet in diameter and about 5 feet tall, little just rocks piled up. And my husband and I actually went over to see them, and they have these signs, official signs, you know, ancient Native American artifacts, do not touch, you know, do not destroy. These stone huts were near his house, and he would go in there and meditate. And one of his questions in his session was, what's up with this? Well, we found out that they have been there for hundreds of thousands of years. They're Pleiadian portals.
Oh.
And they used to be pyramids, but like all they used to be gold clad pyramids.
Okay.
And they would, you know, come in and out. And he had already found like a perfect pyramid shaped capstone. And then in session, the higher self told him where to go find a second capstone, which he found. And the Native Americans, they knew they were pyramids, so they had put mud on them to try to make them pyramid shape again, but obviously not gold cladding. And so I asked in the session, I'm like, so why do the Pleiadians, why do they need a portal? Like, why do they come here anyway? And it was the sweetest answer. They said, the higher self said, to see their children.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get grounded.
Yeah.
What did you do? Clean your planet, right? Not your room, but their
all kinds of cool stuff in this area, and portals and yeah. Ancestry and yeah.
That's cool. I love that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. I knew she had something.
That was great. These are great thinker things for people to
so wonderful.
Out of the box a little.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so awarecaredurango.com. That's how they can find you. All right.
Yep. And I'm on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and all that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're not trying to hide.
No, you're not. So. Maybe physically in the middle of nowhere, but not alone.
No, I believe that, I mean, because that's like me, I'm in the middle of nowhere. And I think that's just part of the design. It's to place us, and you're in a lot of nature too, I think, Tracy.
Absolutely.
Aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit I'm in a very small town.
Yeah, and so I think that's by design for the recharging and the a lot of other things, and maybe some of the portal stuff. Who knows? and when you do a lot of traveling, you're going out there. You have to have some place to come back. To
just ground out and reintegrate.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you so much, Holly.
Yeah, thank you. It's
been a blast.
Yes.
Thank you for having me again, Julia.
Absolutely, Tracy. Thank you for coming back and being here so we can do this, because honestly, guys, it's not, you know, we do it so well together. So I love having Tracy here, and she does all that wonderful technical stuff. And
yeah, yeah, okay, we'll call it wonderful, and I'll let you do that. Sure. And again, welcome to all the new level twos and everyone taking the level one course. We're excited to have you guys join us and start and watching
you.
Us here. That's
thank
awesome.
Everyone who's joined us here. So yeah. We love you. We can't wait to see you again. And till next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.